This podcast replay is brought to you by BocaJawSurgery.com. From dental implants, wisdom teeth, jaw surgery, and facial cosmetic procedures, trust your care to a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. Call Dr. Ronnie Katz today, 561-499-3331, BocaJawSurgery.com.
Have you guys seen the P. Diddy stuff? Wow. I mean, this is great because finally this scumbag, they're going to catch up to his ass for all the crap that he's been, you know, doing. This is the same stuff of many other abusers in history, okay? And people that get in power then start doing the shit that they start doing, whether you're Jeffrey Epstein, whether you're Harvey Weinstein, whether you're what's the R&B singer, R. Kelly, or you're, you know, P. Diddy, whatever the hell that scumbag's calling himself now. And so that was a story that was, for some people, you know, you saw Cassie's lawyer come out, and Cassie's lawyer, the problem with Cassie was after you made the accusations, you then just took the money and shut the hell up. That was the sad part, that you really didn't go after him like you should have. And then now you've got a non-disclosure. So there's the lawyer, not Cassie, talking. And so the lawyer then said, because he of course doesn't sign the NDA. It said, now it's not, wait a minute, where is it? Okay, here we go. What you sow, you shall reap. I pray for the emboldens of all the U.S. victims to finally speak on what we have endured. Here it goes. The lawyer, Douglas Weiger. We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct. Okay? So, there you go. Anyway, so this story is crazy. Now he flew to, where is it? Cape Verde, right? Where they don't have extradition laws. And so now I don't know if he's hiding out and if he's going to do the... What was that name? Polanski? Was it Roman Polanski, right? That hid away for a long time. Didn't Roman Polanski hide away from it? If I'm correct. Arrested for drugging and raping a 13-year-old girl, he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of unlawful sex with a minor in exchange for a probation-only sentence. The night before his sentencing hearing in 78, he learned that the judge would likely reject the plea deal, so he fled the U.S. to Europe, where he continued his career. He remains a fugitive from U.S. justice. Further allegations, yada, yada, yada. So, kind of like that, like Polanski. This is nothing different, bro. This has nothing to do with color. This has nothing to do with religion. This has nothing. This is always men of power, okay? You know, although I don't know, Lizzo might have been woman of power too. I don't know if that's true what she did. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because that sounded pretty kind of like what they do. So it's just one of those things that, you know, what Diddy's doing is the same thing that many other people do, and they get away with it, or hopefully you end up catching them, you know, when it's all said and done. But obviously, with him running and that video that they show in TMZ, that he's pacing just outside Opa-locka Airport there. And that's because he's pacing like, I need to get on that plane. I need to get on that plane. I need to get on that plane, you know? And so he got on that plane and he was able to get the hell out of there. you know? So he was kind of a step ahead in that sense that he was able to get away. But this is one crazy ass story, right? And I mean, the only way you get to him is, you know, the way of Putin, you know, that if one of his victims is of someone of power, then send somebody for a, you know, kind of a, you know, takes him out. So I don't know, but all his stuff here is going to be confiscated. So I don't know what he did. I don't know if he moved any money and whatever, but we're going to find out now more and more because it's harder to hide now. And by the way, if you're out in Cape Verde, maybe there isn't an extradition, but there's going to be media and there's going to be people going to try to track you down, you know? So this is only the beginning of this story. Hopefully they bring him, you know, to justice, because clearly he's guilty of some dirty stuff. I don't know exactly what, but he's clearly, you know, he's been getting away with a lot of shit for a long time. So hopefully karma will catch up to him and he gets what he deserves. But that is one crazy story, dude.